This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Last week, just a few days into the new year, the potato industry met up in person for the 2022 Potato Expo. Cam Quarle, CEO for the National Potato Council, says borrowing ideas from our virtual world the past 2 years, this year's in-person event was even better.
You know, the last couple of years have really broadened our creativity about how we can deliver things and really what people consider to be valuable. And you see that reflected in the expo today.
Because, Quarle says, we've learned a lot.
The expo that we're delivering today is materially different than the one we had in Las Vegas, which was a great show, but we've really tried to sharpen things. And the pause in having an in-person expo gave us a chance to talk with our attendees and say, what matters to you?
And with that, Quarle says they covered just about everything impacting the industry today.
We're kind of running the gamut of economic considerations, succession planning on your farm, all the environmental issues that we deal with, international trade, nutrition issues, and the most important thing, obviously, as you said earlier, Bob, is people being able to see each other and get back together. That really is the driver that makes Expo so special. And, you know, it's timing. It kicks off the new year just perfectly for us.
Ann Quarle says they're already looking forward to next year's Potato Expo that will be held in Denver the first week of the year.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.